So Kelly Williams Bowler served 9 days in jail back in January. She was found guilty on 2 felony charges, which accused her of falsifying documents to allow her children to attend a school in another district. Ohio Governor John Kasich just recently reduced Kelly's convictions to misdemeanors. That happened this month. The case has highlighted the disparities, though, among school districts and whether some children should have access to education based solely on whether they live. Joining us now is Kelly Williams Bowler. She's joined by her attorney, David Singleton, who's with the Ohio Justice and Policy Center, who represented Kelly Williams Bowler. Kelly, good morning.
Good morning. Hi.
So is this a story about a mom trying to get her kids into a better school or a story of a single mom trying to make her commute and her kids' experience after school safer?
Yes, it was about safety.
And so what is it that you're accused of doing exactly?
I'm accused of, with the Copley Fair Lawn City Schools, they said I was accused of stealing their education. They said that it was stealing their education, stealing their tuition. And it's a public school. And it was my dad's. I used my father's address. My father lives about 5 to 7 minutes away from me.
And the idea is that if you're not in the district and go to the school, you actually do have to pay tuition, and that they accused you of falsifying paperwork to get around that.
Yes, they accused me of falsifying paperwork to get around it.
David Singleton, why was this prosecuted as a felony?
The reason why it was prosecuted as a felony is that the school district and the prosecutor wanted to send a message to other parents that they didn't want folks coming into the district and stealing educational services. We thought from the very beginning that, if anything, this case should not have been brought criminally. If you think that Kelly owed tuition, sue her in a civil court. Don't go after her and convict her of felonies. Because felony convictions have the potential to ruin someone's life and shut them out of the work that they want to do. And that's what drew our attention to it. And fortunately, the governor saw reason here and agreed to at least reduce the offenses to misdemeanors, which will have far less impact on Kelly going forward.
Right. That's David Singleton, who's Kelly Williams Bowler's lawyer. He's with the Ohio Justice and Policy Center. Okay, so we can agree, Kelly, along with the Ohio governor, John Kasich, that you're not a felon and shouldn't have been prosecuted as a felon. But did you do something wrong in trying to get around the tuition charge of sending your kids to the school in the district where your father lives rather than where you live?
Oh, yes, because, well, in all honesty, I didn't know that it was a tuition. I didn't know that it was a tuition bill initially. I was just living my life. I just said, well, I'm going to enroll my kids in my dad's school district. It'll help with the safety issues in my area. And I was, going to school and working part-time. So initially I didn't know. And then we went proceeding with when the school had concerns, when they had they said that that they had had a PI and followed me around town, and they said that they didn't believe I actually resided with my father. So then, therefore, we went and we tried to get we got grandparent power of attorney. They didn't want it, and in their records they do accept it, but they didn't want it.
But you didn't live with your father. I mean, they're right about that.
Right. So that is, I stayed here a lot with my father. I did cook. I did clean. I did vacuum. I did shovel the snow. And, I did a lot with my father. Took him to the doctor. Took him, got his prescriptions, different things of that nature. So I was here quite a bit of time.
David Singleton, without prejudicing this case at all, would the takeaway from this experience here be that parents should apply formally to be in a district if they want to send their kids to a place where their relatives live, as opposed to doing what Kelly did? Or do you think that it was completely legitimate?
We do not take the position that everything that Kelly did was on the up and up. She made some mistakes. And, of course, parents should try and go about these sorts of things the right way. But Kelly was terrified about her daughter's safety, and that was her primary consideration. Her home had been burglarized, and she did not want her daughters coming home to an empty house with her not there being in school. And she did what she felt she needed to do to protect her daughter. So, yes, we can look back and say, Kelly, you could have done things a little bit differently or should have done things differently, but it wasn't motivated by a criminal intent to steal from the school district. It was motivated by a desire to protect her daughters.
Right. David Singleton, Kelly Williams Bowler's lawyers with the Ohio Justice and Policy Center. Kelly, you want to be a teacher. What's the lesson you've learned here?
Well, I learned to just tell the truth. How's that?
That's not bad. Kelly Williams Bowler is a mother who was jailed for 9 days on felony charges, since reduced to misdemeanor charges, for falsifying documents to send her children to schools outside their district, in the district where their father, where their grandfather lived. Kelly, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.